Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on BlackRock, Inc., the world's largest asset management firm known for its comprehensive range of investment products, including ETF and mutual funds. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
BlackRock has been a dominant force in the asset management industry for years, but from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and herding influence their decision-making, especially in areas like portfolio management and market positioning?
Overconfidence is particularly relevant to BlackRock's approach given its position as the world's largest asset manager. The firm's success in managing trillions of dollars in assets can foster a strong belief in its investment strategies and market insights. This overconfidence can drive bold portfolio management decisions, where the firm's managers might feel highly confident in their market predictions and asset allocations. While this confidence has led to significant successes, it also exposes BlackRock to the risks associated with market volatility and potential misjudgments, especially in times of economic uncertainty. Herding is another important factor, especially given BlackRock's influence on global financial markets. As a major player, BlackRock's investment decisions can often set trends, with other investors and institutions following suit. This can create a feedback loop where BlackRock's actions influence market movements, and in turn, these movements reinforce the firm's strategies. However, herding behavior can also lead to crowded trades and increased market risks, particularly if large numbers of investors move in the same direction based on BlackRock's action, potentially leading to overvaluations or market bubbles.
And this combination of overconfidence and influence over market trends has helped BlackRock maintain its leadership position in asset management, appealing to both institutional and retail investors who value expertise and market insight.
Exactly. BlackRock's strategic use of overconfidence in driving investment strategies and herding and influencing market trends appeals to investors looking for a company that not only leads the market but also shapes it. However, this approach also means that BlackRock must carefully manage the risks associated with market influence and ensure that its strategies remain adaptable in the face of changing economic conditions.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at BlackRock. As a global asset management firm, DEI is particularly important for BlackRock. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
BlackRock's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a global and interconnected industry where diverse perspectives can drive better decision-making and client engagement. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance BlackRock's ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows BlackRock to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in asset management. For investors, BlackRock's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help BlackRock build stronger relationships with clients, regulators, and communities, which is vital for long-term success in the global financial markets.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in finance, where the ability to serve diverse clients and foster innovation is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and investment strategies, BlackRock not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of clients but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, BlackRock operates in numerous countries, providing asset management services to clients worldwide. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
BlackRock's global strategy involves tailoring its investment products and services to meet the specific needs and regulatory requirements of different regions while maintaining its core focus on delivering strong financial performance. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. BlackRock's ability to navigate complex international regulations, such as those related to securities and investment management, allows it to maintain a strong global presence. The company's approach to understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly helps mitigate risks associated with regulatory changes, economic fluctuations, and cultural differences. By ensuring that its investment products are relevant and compliant in different regions, BlackRock can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for BlackRock, especially as they face competition from both local asset managers and other global financial institutions. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. BlackRock's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the asset management industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global financial regulations, economic environments, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare BlackRock to other companies in the asset management and financial services sectors like Vanguard, State Street, and Fidelity. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
BlackRock's dynamics are often compared to other asset management giants like Vanguard, State Street, and Fidelity, particularly in their approach to investment management, market influence, and competition. BlackRock's strength lies in its comprehensive range of investment products and its ability to influence global financial markets, appealing to investors looking for a company that balances market leadership with innovation. Vanguard, with its focus on low-cost index funds and ETF, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes cost efficiency and long-term investing. State Street, known for its leadership in institutional asset management and custodial services, attracts those looking for a company that emphasizes fiduciary responsibility and institutional expertise. Fidelity, with its strong presence in mutual funds and retirement services, appeals to investors interested in a company that offers a broad range of investment options and financial planning services. BlackRock's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for market influence, strong client relationships, and global adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the asset management industry.
And unlike Vanguard, which focuses more on cost efficiency and long-term passive investing, BlackRock's strength lies in its active management and market influence, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For BlackRock, the focus on active management, market leadership, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the asset management industry.
To sum up, BlackRock's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their investment strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives BlackRock's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.